As we round up the Christ Life Conference in Port Harcourt,
the Lord wanted me to talk about maintaining fire. Satan me maintaining fire.
So I want to start by asking the question, what is fire? Fire is a spiritual symbol of divine energy.
Praise the Lord.
If every one of you caught what was being released, I would not have needed to teach. You are wondering, okay, what is he giving us? What are we collecting? Are you with me? So I'm going to teach as fast as possible. We'll pray again, worship again, and close. Because let me tell you something, you know, like we said in the last night, God is doing something.
Ah, Jesus.
Don't take spiritual programs lightly. Don't take it lightly. Your life can change from one encounter. Your life can literally change. Fire represents life. It represents power. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 5, from verse 33 to 35, it says, he is sent unto John, and he bear witness unto the truth. But I receive not testimony from man, but these things I say, that he might be saved. And verse 35, everybody verse 35. John 5 verse 35. He was a burning and a shining light, and ye were willing to rejoice for a season. Ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Amen. Are you with me? Anywhere you see a shining, something is burning. I'm telling you, if you know about the Einstein's equation of the sun, E equals to mc squared. The reason why the sun is shining is because there is mass and there is light, and it's strong. For I'm about to enlarge your coast. He said, I'm about to chain guards. I'm about to reveal new men. I'll skip some others because of how sensitive they are. He said, prepare for the rain, prepare for the rain. Then he says, many who are not yielded shall be replaced. He says, refuse to be replaced. Choose to be used by me. Remain steadfast, for I will walk with the faithful. Trust not in horses and chariots, but in the living God who gives richly. I will give you a new sound. In this conference, you must put off old wineskin and receive new wine. For my new wine for the body of Christ has come. My new wine for the nations have come. Praise the Lord. So many things. Let me just jump some things and just read the last part. What does fire really represent in the kingdom? Number one, fire represents the driving force and the intensity of the Christian faith. Satan made the driving force. Now, in a car, there is something called...
All throughout, I am releasing you into a season of surplus called more than enough. Ah, shatata. Pray in the spirit. Before I say it again. Pray in tongues right now. Rupa katose friketetelia. I'm releasing you into a season called more than enough. The Lord wanted me to talk about maintaining fire. Certainly maintaining fire.
So I want to start by asking the question, what is fire? Fire is a spiritual symbol of divine energy.
Praise the Lord.
If every one of you caught what was being released, I would not have needed to teach. But I have to teach now because some of us, you are wondering, okay, what is he giving us? What are we collecting? Are you with me? So I'm going to teach as fast as possible. We'll pray again, worship again, and close. Because let me tell you something, you know, like we said in the last night, God is doing something. Ah, Jesus. Let me tell you something there. Don't take spiritual programs lightly. Don't take it lightly. Your life can change from one encounter. Your life can literally change. Fire represents life. It represents power. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 5,
after a while, it just...
What happened? There was no system to keep the fire burning. You know that old song? Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning. Keep me burning till the bridegroom comes. Jeremiah 20 from verse 9. Now, this was a discouraged prophet. And ye were willing to rejoice for a season. Ye were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. Amen. Are you with me? Are you in this conference? Everybody read this verse. That's more like it. You know, anywhere you see a shining, something is burning. I'm telling you. If you know about the Einstein's equation of the sun, E equals to mc squared. The reason why the sun is shining is because there is mass and there is light. And it causes a combustion. And that combustion keeps on going on. And as long as that combustion is going on, the sun will keep on shining. Are you with me?
You are just thinking about the whole thing and you just want to give up on God.
give up on your Christian life. But somehow, if the fire is there, you cannot stop. Are you hearing me? Sometimes you see Christians, maybe they fall into a sin. Something they said, oh, I will not do this sin again. And somehow, they fell into it. And then they wake up and say, ah, are you sure I should even bother about this Christianity thing? Let me just leave it. Let me just know that, okay, I as bad. You know, I was preaching to somebody one time. I said, come to church. He said, see, I am too dirty to come to church. No, you can talk like that when fire has not entered. But when fire enters, even when you have made a mistake and you say, ah, I want to give up on this thing, you wake up one morning and say, I want to pray now. Are you following me? It is that energy that will keep you going. After all the disappointment has happened, you say, no, there is still a future in front. There's an energy within you. An energy driving you. You are unstoppable. Say after me, I'm unstoppable. You need this, so. You know, when I was praying for you and I was saying fire for your future, somebody don't understand. There is something that keeps a man running. He lost money. He lost opportunity. He lost friends. After all these years, he's still running. Ah, why can't you give up? No, there is fire inside. Somebody was asking me one time. He said, Pastor, when you come to church, you know, as pastor, sometimes some services, church is very full. Some services, church is very scanty. Some services is in the middle. How do you feel? I say, I feel great. What is burning inside? Is that burning long before? It has been burning for the past 17 years. Do you know what I said? What was burning inside his belly? It has been burning for the past 17 years. I remember the story of the great man of God. You may not know him, Bishop Olomobo. When he was about to die, even with his sickness and becoming mad, he was going mental because of the sickness that he was going through. But he will stand up in that mental state and say, the Holy Ghost is in me. People will look at him. Doctors look at him. What's wrong with this man? He said, the Holy Ghost is with me. Then he will look at them and start prophesying. Many of the things he said that time as he was prophesying have come to pass. This is the late 90s. Oh. He will stand up, walk like this. Obasanjo will be president. Obasanjo will be president. Hey, kapata. Then he will look at somebody else. The Holy Ghost has been in his belly for 40 years. 40 years, the Holy Ghost is here. In that state, chapter me, I have fire. I have fire. And let me tell you, this is where Christianity begins from. Until that drive begins to pull you, you've not really started. Nobody can talk you out of this thing. Nobody can discourage you out of this thing. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? And let me tell you what God does. In every generation, He brings people to transfer to others. That's God's plan for today's service. When it takes over, you cannot explain why, but you are sold out and completely burnt with a passion for Jesus. So what does fire represent? The driving force of the Christian faith. Look at Proverbs chapter 30 verse 15 to 16. It says, the horse leech has two daughters, crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied. And yea, four things say not it is enough. The grave, and the barren womb, and the air that is not filled with water, and the fire that seeth not it is enough. Everybody read that last part. And the fire that seeth, everybody read out from that hand. 1, 2, 3, go. And the fire that seeth not it is enough. Read it one more time. That means if the fire is truly burning, you will never get to the point and say it's enough. Number two, the fire represents our love for God. Our love for God. You are not talking. With my voice like this, you are still not talking. Our love for God. Song of Solomon chapter 8 from verse 6 to 7. It says, set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire. It says, love is as coals of fire. Matthew chapter 24 verse 12. It says, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Are you seeing this? And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That means your love for God can be hot or cold. Aye. You can measure it. And as a Christian, from time to time, you need to check, what do I really love? What do you think about the Nazarene when he hung on the cross? What do you think about him? What was on his mind when he hung on that cross and they drove those 9-inch nails through his hands? What was on his mind? Let me tell you something. I don't know about why I'm not in ministry. Me, the only thing here, the keeping me here is, may the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering. Christ did not die for nothing. He died for souls on their way to eternal darkness. You think it's a joke? What do you think about the Nazarene? When they placed the crown of thorns on his head, what goes through your mind? What was going through his mind that day? What was going through his mind? You know, one time in the university, my mentor was casting out devils. And this demon cried as they were casting him out. He said, if not because of Jesus. They were saying, out in the Jesus name. He said, if not because that Jesus has all power, me and you are not mates. That's what the demon said. That's what the demon said. The demon opened his mouth and said, I am older than you with 1,000,000 years. I'm telling you, the demon said to one of us there, I am older than you with 1,000,000 years. He said, if not because of Jesus, you can't talk to me. He said again, out! The guy fell on the floor and the demon shouted, why do you love them so much? Why? And left. Let me tell you something. The greatest insult you can give to God is to reject Jesus. Is to say, I don't need what you gave me. I don't care for anything you did about for my salvation. I don't care. And that's why at the rapture, when the great tribulation comes, the demon said, he said, let Christ come first. He said, all of you that will remain, anybody that will remain, we will tear their flesh. That's what demons were saying. He said, after, all of you just go. Let the saints just go. We will tear their flesh. We will tear this world apart. And this is why God does not mind sending us, holding programs, driving as much as possible. Let people catch the fire. Say after me, the fire. So it represents our love for God. Say after me, I love you, Jesus. Number three, the fire represents the dominion mandate of the Christian faith. Kaya Pataya. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 17 to 18. It says, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance. And there shall be holiness. And the house of New Beit shall possess their possessions. And the house of New Beit shall possess their possessions. Say unto me, I possess my possessions. Now, see verse 18. It will tell you how it will happen. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire. The house of Levi shall be a fire. And the house of Joseph a flame. And the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall kindle in them and burn them. Hey, God. I pray for you. Every work of the devil around your life, tonight the fire of God begins to burn them. I just saw something. Pray in the spirit. I just saw something. This person, you are this way. Every night you have strange encounters. Something that comes to sleep with you. Strange encounters. Let the fire of God begin to burn it now. Burn it now. Burn it now. When you are praying that dream again, they will see fire around you. They will see fire around you. In the name of Jesus. Pray in the spirit, one minute. Zakata katalia. Rekete tete tetelia. Ruke pele ketelia kapai. Aya la branta kapali. The Bible says, when Israel marched out of Egypt into the promised land, by night it was a pillar of fire. Hey! Ruke pele ketelia kapai. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 12 verse 29 says, our God is a consuming fire. You know, some people think that Christianity is, we are playing. No, because they think that, being a Christian just means, sweet, 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 that we don't have any power, we cannot do anything. Let me tell you, if the church decides that today, we want to turn Nigeria upside down, if the church decides, there is nothing they can do. Hey! It's just, maybe we need to be more united and spark something. Jesus said, he that comes against this stone shall be broken in pieces. And he that this stone comes upon shall be graded into power. Maybe some of you, the problem in your family is that you are not hot enough. Maybe the reason demons and flies are being able to come around there, the fire has not been stirred enough. There's a family. How did they join the church? We had healing service on Sunday. The sister said, go and see Pastor Dave. Because they were in a house. A landlord in that house told them, you will never leave this place. Anytime they get money to move to a new place, all their children will fall sick. You didn't hear what? You didn't hear story. All the children will fall sick. They will spend the money until the money finish. It kept happening for 3 years. In the night, if the woman stands up to pray, she'll be hearing boom, boom on the wall. If she wants to pray again, she will feel that hammer hit her head and she will fall down in the same house. One day she realized that the man had a shrine behind the house. A shrine. And that's where they went and paid rent to stay. The landlord told them openly, you can never go. He said, as you are in this house, you can never go. Guess what? It was so bad, sometimes they will go to another landlord. As they want to pay, the guy will just get angry. I don't want your money again. Go. Leave this place. I don't want again. Sometimes they will stop picking their calls. So I told the man, give me your phone, give me your documents. Let's pray now. After we prayed, I said, call that landlord that say he does not want to do again. They called him. The man started sounding nice. Hello, sir. Ah, okay, you know what? Send the money now. Don't worry. And that's how they sent money, paid. Listen, you know, 3 days later, they started packing out of the house. The wife of the landlord came and said, when did you pay that we did not know? That means they were watching them. Say, how did you pay for the other house that we did not know? Then I asked them, which church did you go to? He said, I'm not telling you. Which church did you go to? I'm not telling you. After a while, chief priest started falling sick. By Sunday, chief priest died. You know we don't pray die, yeah. You know we don't pray it. But misbehave first. When we are in classroom, remember my tablet? My iPad tablet. Somebody picked it and left. I did not cause the person. In this Port Harcourt, the person ran mentor. They had to treat the person. The person had to come to Abuja to see me. Misbehave. There's fire. And I decree in the name of Jesus, every work of Satan around your life, let the fire burn it to ashes in the name of Jesus. Let the fire burn it to ashes in the name of Jesus. Let the fire burn it to ashes in the name of Jesus. I command sickness burnt to ashes. I command slowness burnt to ashes. I command stagnation burnt to ashes. I command frustration burnt to ashes. In the name of Jesus. Glory. Praise the Lord. Number four. The fire represents the transforming or purifying power of the Christian faith. Matthew 3 verse 11 to 12. It says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. Well, he that coming after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear, and shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fire in his hand is in his hands, and he will thoroughly purge his floor, and gather his wheat into the garner, and he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Oh, Pastor, I'm struggling with this issue, with this habit. I'm telling you, there is fire that will come upon you that will burn up that habit in the name of Jesus. Ah, I'm seeing something. That growth. It's like a swelling that you are having. It's not yet visible, but you are having it. You can touch it. In the name of Jesus, the fire burns it right now. The fire burns it right now. In the name of Jesus. Revelation 3 verse 18. It said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich. Praise the Lord. You see that gold tried in the fire, meaning purifying fire. Number five, the fire represents the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 from verse 19, it says, quench not the Spirit. Quench not the Spirit. What can you quench? Is it not fire? It's the only fire that you can quench. So when it says, quench not the Spirit, it's saying, don't quench the work of the Holy Spirit in your life. Some of us, we cannot remember when last the Holy Ghost led us. We cannot remember when last you were woken up in the night to pray. You gotta remember when last the Holy Ghost moved you to worship. Some of you wake up with songs usually. You wake up and there's a song in your spirit. After a while, you dampen that thing. Every time you wake up, instead of you to sing that song of the spirit, you join them. Pepe them. Bolale pepe them. You have poured water on the work of the spirit. Now, instead of you to wake up and pray in tongues, you wake up, something happens, say, he don't cast. What is that? What is that? Every useless joke, you play with it. Somebody will wake up and say he has powers he has not used. Christians will be playing. Somebody, I saw a Christian drew himself drinking a bottle and wrote under one bottle of Isaiah or Bido Shaka or what. You are telling yourself you are drinking something. You know what is wrong with you? Body of Christ now. Wow. Praise the Lord. Quench not the spirit. Sometimes we quench not the spirit. Sometimes you are in a car. The Holy Ghost is saying, push to this person. You are somewhere. The Holy Ghost is saying, talk to this person. If you have observed that kind of thing, the day you obeyed, you felt like something rose within you. The day you disobeyed, it's like something went down. That obedience, you are falling to flame the work of the spirit. Let me tell you something. As I begin to round up, God wants you to be on fire. I'm telling you. Oh, I'm telling you. Revelation chapter 3 from verse 1 to 3. Let's start from there. We're very fast about this. Have you been blessed thus far? Now, everybody read Revelation 3 verse 1. Okay, Jesus. Hey, is that not a scary verse of the Bible? This is Jesus talking to a church. Not even an individual, a church, a whole church. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, this thing saith he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead. So, people know you and look at you like you are alive, but actually you are dead spiritually. What a state. Living in spiritual past glory. Ah, say after me, I reject. Say after me, God forbid. Hi. Once upon a time, you wake up and pray. Wake up and command things in your family. Wake up and cover your loved ones. Cover everybody. Now, you are sleeping. They are pressing you. To shout the Jesus, the syllables are not complete. Hey. You go to business. You get 100,000 from the business. From the time you leave that place to when you get to the house, it has reduced by 20,000. One demonic rat is eating the remaining 20,000 and you cannot do anything about it. I don't even know who they take this money. You go and drink curry and sleep. Ah! Wake up! Wake up! Tell your neighbor, wake up! You are having strange dreams. The Holy Ghost is waking you. Stand up and fight. Stand up and pray. Stand up and get to work. Oh boy, I wouldn't sleep here. But in church they say he's a firebrand member. They know you. Kai. Now look at verse 2. Verse 2. He says, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Hey, be watchful. Wake up and strengthen what is remaining. Thank God this conference is happening on the 1st of April. I know 3 months has gone, but you can do something in 9 months that will change your life forever. You leave this conference, you go back to the house and say, Rikapa teke sukapa, esombre tetetetelia. God has a plan for my life. There is prophecy over me. Hey God, I will not stop my journey here. I will not stop my life here. There is more to my destiny. Tell them in fire. God wants you to be on fire. Go to Job. Jump to verse 13. He says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. I'm coming to you right now because this is what the Spirit is saying. He says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, this thing saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. See verse 15, everybody. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. Verse 16. It says, so then, because thou art lukewarm, and are neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Do you know what this means? It means that I will not even break my head about you again. Spew out of the mouth. That the Greek word for that mouth there is stoma. Meaning the edge of his sword. It means when a person gets to the point where God spews him out of his mouth, he's no longer useful as the cutting edge in the things of God. Now, what I want to read will shock you. Look at the next verse. Verse 17. It says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing,
And knoweth not that thou art wretched. Hey God. This is Jesus talking about the church. Jesus said, you have money, but you don't have fire. He says, if you have money and you don't have fire, you are wretched. You are miserable. You are poor. You are blind and naked. Alright, let's read it. 1, 2, 3, go. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind. This is serious. This is Jesus' opinion of a person who has money and no fire.
Hey, Jesus. I am fire. I am light. I am glory. The supernatural. Sometimes I will be on fire.
So quickly, how do you build and maintain the fire? Number one, be genuinely born again. Something, be genuinely born again. Be genuinely born again. Number two, keep the right heart. Something, be the right heart and the right company. Let me tell you, if your heart is clogged by the distractions of this world, clogged by bitterness, clogged by competition, clogged by quarrel, let me tell you, you cannot, I don't know how people do it, but let me tell you something. You cannot really be a man of fire and a man of strife. No, you can't. It doesn't go together. Oh, it doesn't go together. You cannot be a man of fire and you are a strong master in keeping grudges. It doesn't go together. Those things are impurities to the fire. Are you hearing me? Keep the right heart, the right company. Number three, the fellowship of the saints. 1 Peter 2 verse 5. It says, you are lively stones. Can we put it on the screen? 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, go. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. My emphasis here is the lively stones. Imagine, you know those days when they want to make fire, they put stones together and use one stone to strike the other. That means, if you are, I'm a lively stone, you are a lively stone. When we come together and fellowship together, we create sparks. Spiritual spark. Those of you who used to, who make firewood, do you know that it is easier when you have a congregation of some substance together? Maybe when you want to create a fire, it is easier to pack papers that are together and start the fire with them than to make a single fire with a very small thing. Does that, am I even making sense to you? If you want to set a broomstick on fire, it's not last so long as much as when you take the whole broom. Are you with me? So when we come together, it's an opportunity to spark something. That's why I like our meetings. No, Christians should not come together. Imagine, how can two believers, they prayed, they sang, the Holy Ghost came down, prison doors opened. Then we are 50 and nothing is breaking. God forbid. No, that's why you must catch fire. Oh. Somebody said, Pastor David, see that Pastor David Newbridge Church. He said, you have only two options. Number one, you must know God by force. Number two, choose option A. He said, there is no space. Those people, before you want to manifest carnality, you just sit 10 hours prayers. before you want to misbehave, you call for service. No, one lady came to me and said, I don't like your church. I said, why? He said, the sin I plan to commit the next week, when I come to church on Sunday, they will stone me. It's as if they plan for me. And I will not have the boldness again to commit the sin. He said, I plan. So sometimes, now, I was shocked with that sincerity. He said, sometimes I plan Monday I will thief in the office. I will not come. Pastor will not mention it exactly. That you that wants to go and steal in the office. I said, sorry, but change. Praise the Lord. Number three. So, number three, fellowship of the saints. Number four, let there be wood. Get the word of God inside. Get the word of God inside. Are you with me? Oh, I tell you, if the word of God is properly entering you, after a while, you cannot be normal again. Hey, it will begin to create some sparks inside. Quickly, you can look at Proverbs 26 verse 20. It says, when no wood is, then the fire goeth out. Jeremiah 20 verse 9. It says, the word was shut up in my bones as a burning flame. Now, you can quickly open
Jeremiah 23, verse 29. It says, is my word not like fire? Jeremiah 23, verse 29. Me that the Lord bless you. I know I'm very fast. Jeremiah 23, 29. It says, is my word not like fire? Said the Lord, I like hammer that breaketh the rocks in pieces. So that I will get the word of God inside. Number five, desperate desire. See, you should desire this thing. At every point in time, you should desire more. The Bible says in Matthew 5 and 6, blessed are those that hunger and thirst. Blessed are those that hunger and thirst, for they shall be filled. Desperate desire. Number six, should I go through everything again? Number one, be genuinely born again. Number two, keep the right heart and the right company. Number three, the fellowship of the saints. Number four, let there be wood, meaning the word of God. Number five, desperate desire. Number six, be on a mission for God. Oh, he that is on a mission for God will not lack the fire of God. Yes. He that is going, you know, the Bible says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And these signs shall follow them that believe. And I always do this illustration. Try and follow me. Follow me. Can you follow me? Why can't you follow me? Because I'm not moving. But try and follow me now. Try and follow me. So when the Bible says this sign shall follow them that believe, it's talking about Christians who are moving. So as long as you are moving, the signs follow you. If you are not moving, the sign will be stagnant. Are you with me? Sometimes I will be on the move for Jesus. God bless you, sir. Many people, they think, how do they walk in the gifts of the Spirit? They think they'll just get an alert. Bam, bam. You can now heal the sick. No. These signs shall follow them that believe. As you go praying for the sick, you will begin to see it follow you. I remember one of the first times I started casting out demons, secondary school. I didn't plan for it, but I led the prayer and something happened. Victory, you know those days. Initially I was scared, but I remember that in the name of Jesus, it says, at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things underneath the earth. Then I said, out! And for the first time, I saw a demon spirit leave, and the person did not even know. What happened? I said, oh, so this is how it happens. I've learned by experience. By the time I entered the university, one day, 200 level, I was passing, and I saw somebody manifest. You know, it'd be a school of 7,000 students, there must be demons. Plenty demons moving and looking around. And this demon just wanted to embarrass this girl. Tuesday morning, as students were going to chapel, some were going for class on the road, so they're misbehaving. Hey! Everybody, people will see and say, God, I beg you, take like this, take like this. Then I went, in the name of Jesus, look at me. Hey! I said, hey, okay, you can recognize me, right? Follow me. Went to one part in the chapel. By the time the person was free, later came and said, Pastor, thank you. From there, another person here. And that day, something was happening. As I was passing, you see, the girls there said, thank God you came. Ah, God just brought you. And actually, God brought me supernaturally. And I was not planning to pass that place. And from the by the time I was at the primary level, I would be in the room. I was not chapel prefect or chapel kini, whatever. I would be in the room. I would hear, bang, 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 bang. John Hall is on fire. I'm not physical fire. Satan is wicked. I went to the hall. I saw blood on the wall. This boy woke up. He started using the blade to cut himself. He will cut himself, lick the blood, spit it on the wall. All the roommates ran out. Drama. Called his name. He looked at me, pretend like he didn't see me. Was doing what he was doing. Then I said, in the name of Jesus, come out. Then like a robot, stepped out. Oh yeah, follow me to the health center. Now, enter the bus. Thank you, Jesus. Suffer me desperate desire. And then consume the mission. Be on the move for God. Number seven, ignite yourself consistently. And number eight, impartation. That's why I was laying hands on some people. You know, God told Moses, I will take of the Spirit upon thee and put upon this other 70. And when the Spirit upon Moses came upon them, they began to prophesy. Let me tell you, The fire of God is transferable. Are you with me?
Oh, I know. Me, I can tell you where I got this one from. This thing that started burning, I got it from the man of God, Archbishop Sam Amaga. That's where that fire came. I read a book, The Breaking Forth of a Generation Anointing. That's where it started. Hey, it was like something took over me. Kapara. I became a different person. Then from then, I started reading books like Kenneth Hagin. I remember reading one of Kenneth Hagin's books. As I was reading the book, halfway into it, I couldn't see the book again. I had an encounter. I saw Kenneth Hagin looking at me. Eh? By the time I came back, I thought just 5 minutes. By the time I was done with the encounter, 3 hours had come and gone. I said, okay, interesting. After a while, they had a meeting in Lagos. Pastor Ben, he was ministering, and I went for the program. In the program, he ministered and came to where I was sitting. I and some ministers, I said, receive. Hey! That night, after we all fell, that day, it looked like nothing happened to me. It was later in the night. I woke up, I was feeling something different. I knew that, something has entered. I'm not the same person. Of course, I've told you some of my encounters. If the Bishop Oyedepo laid hands on me, it was as if they put 3 bags of cement on my own head. I went back to sleep. My head was doing like this. It's transferable. Like I said, finally, ignite yourself consistently. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6 as we end. It says, wherefore I put in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So now, after this conference, you learn to stir up the gift. And let me tell you, when you are trying to stir up something, you don't do it lightly. There's a level you are praying in tongues that thing cannot stir up tea, not even your spirit. Likonska, free kapotoska. Sky Daddy, I bless you. No, that's not how to stir up this thing. You know the Bible says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. When it says you shall receive power, the Greek word there is dynamite or dynamo. Dynamo is a type of energy generation construction that it is dependent on the shaking. So, your generator. Why does a generator bring light? It converts mechanical energy to electrical energy. So, it uses fuel to kickstart what to begin to rotate. As it's rotating like that, the faster it can rotate, the more the... So, let me give you another idea. Remember Samson. The Bible says when God anointed Samson with that power, when he wants to stir, what will he do? He will shake himself. Let me tell you, the person praying, and another person praying, ratatatata. No, we know where the power will come out from more. Are you with me? Dynamo, the way dynamo is in physics, the more you shake it, the faster you shake, the stronger you shake it, the more the electricity. That is why 100 kVA, what makes it bigger than 10 kVA? It has a bigger magnet, a bigger structure that when it turns, 1 ton is what a small gem will do in 10 times. Are you believing what I'm saying? Chai, see what engineering has done to me. So the more you shake it, rakatatatapata, e kapalamande repekete, ashekete. Let me tell you, do that kind of, if you do this, 30 minutes. Hi. God. You pray fervently for, no wonder the Bible says, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So there must be fervency in the equation. There must be fervency in the equation. I saw a testimony that the man of God, Pastor Femi Lazarus, was talking about. He said there was a family that the man was sick for nothing. Just sick. You heard that testimony. Useless sickness. And they were about to, amputate his leg or something like that. And then he went to the family and said, let us pray. So the family had evening devotion. And what they were doing is, God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Is that good? It's great.
50 and nothing is breaking, God forbid. No, that's why you must catch fire. Oh, somebody said, Pastor David, see that Pastor David Newbridge Church.
He said, 30 minutes, a strange bird entered the house and died. By morning, the man was healed. I'm telling you, some people, All they need is proper energy. Sometimes, to get to that level of intensity, sometimes remove food first. Remove food. Let hunger help you. There is a way hunger will hit you like this. You will pray with passion. Hey, Yakatokumaya, Asakataya, Roketeke Pekete, Zapata, Lamande Repeka, Zupe. Are you with me? You just see some kind of nonsense pattern around your life. You do like this, you go like this. You do like this, you go like this again. You do that. Okay. 12 midnight. Weeping. Ekarapata. Zufrede Pelembarata. You see yourself, you that love God, after a while, you are now measuring woman. So this one is like this. You know that, just know that a new virus has entered. A virus from darkness has entered your spiritual bloodstream. You stand up and say, no way. Lakata. Rope keteteke shakata. Esarambalate. Rope ketete. Rumpalakata. Before you know what has happened, said, I said, we made a mistake. After a while, you know what's happening to you? Your spirit man will be so enlightened, even things in your future. Let me tell you, my car does not have an issue without me knowing first. Sometimes, I will pray in the spirit. I will see the part under the car that they need to change. One time, before it happened, before the bearing at the back fell, in the night after praying, it was, I see the angel was carrying me. I went and saw where there was hole. I went to call the engineer. I said, come tomorrow. Go and change this bearing. He said, how did you know? I said, don't worry. Open it. You see what I'm saying. See, after me, I refuse to be normal. I am tired of being normal. Oh, let me tell you. All I need is one shake. With one shake, I can know if you're my friend or my enemy. Ah, Jesus. One shake. Asaka palade. Runte kepe. I remember one time in Abuja. Pastor Kino was telling me about somebody. I said, don't worry. Just wait. Don't worry. Let me see. Immediately, I went and saw the person. I said, forget it. See, this one will happen. This one will happen. I said, I give you 3 months. It will happen. When it happened, he came and said, Pastor. At the point, he called and said, Pastor, you are a sensor. Because every morning, I say, what do you sense? What do you sense? I say, Pastor, sensors. No, you cannot be around in our circle and you're not a sensor. You must sense. How can you be dating a witch for the past 3 years and you don't know? How are you, Jesus? Something is happening to your sensitivity. It says, arise, shine, for the light has come. Some people, they are still sleeping. They are still sleeping. Wake up. Wake up. Tell your neighbor, wake up. Let your fire be burning. Jump on your feet right now and begin to pray. Let's practice. Pray. Now pray fervently. Don't pray plainly. Pray fervently. Stir up the gift of God. I know it feels weird, but I want you to raise your voice. The Bible says about Jesus, when he came to the tomb of Lazarus, he groaned in the spirit. He groaned in the spirit.
Are you with me? Sometimes I will be on the move for Jesus. God bless you, sir. Many people, they think, how do they walk in the gifts of the Spirit? They think they will just get an alert. Bam, bam. You can now heal the sick. No. These signs shall follow them that believe. As you go pray for the sick, you will begin to see it follow you. I remember one of the first times I started casting out demons, secondary school. I didn't plan for it, but I led the prayer and something happened. Victory, you know those days. Initially, I was scared. But I remember that in the name of Jesus, he says, at the name of just every knee will bow, of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things underneath the earth. Then I said, out! And for the first time, I saw a demon spirit leave, and the person did not even know. What happened? I said, oh, so this is how it happens. I've learned by experience. By the time I entered the university, one day, 200 level, I was passing. And I saw somebody manifest. You know, it'd be a school of 7,000 students. There must be demons. Plenty demons moving and looking around. And this demon just wanted to embarrass this girl. Tuesday morning, our students were going to chapel. Some were going for class on the road. So they're misbehaving. Hey! Everyone, people will see and say, God, I beg you, take like this. Then I went. In the name of Jesus, looked at me. Hey! I said, hey, okay, you can recognize me, right? Follow me. Went to one part in the chapel. By the time the person was free, later came and said, Pastor, thank you. From there, another person here. And that day, something was happening. As I was passing, the girls there said, thank God you came. Ah, God just brought you. And actually, God brought me supernaturally. And I was not planning to pass that place. And from the by the time I was at the 500 level, I would be in the room. I was not chapel prefect or chapel kini, whatever. I would be in the room. I would hear, bong, 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 bong. John Hall is on fire. And not physical fire. Satan is wicked. I went to the hall. I saw blood on the wall. This boy woke up. He started using the blade to cut himself. He will cut himself, lick the blood, spit it on the wall. All the roommates ran out. Called his name. He looked at me, pretend like he didn't see me. Was doing what he was doing. Then I said, in the name of Jesus, come out. Then like a robot, stepped out. Oh yeah, follow me to the health center. Now, enter the bus. Set up me desperate desire. And then consume with the mission. Be on the move for God. Number 7, ignite yourself consistently. And number 8, impartation. That's why I was laying hands on some people. You know, God told Moses, I will take of the Spirit upon thee and put upon this other 70. And when the Spirit upon Moses came upon them, they began to prophesy. Let me tell you, the fire of God is transferable. Are you with me? Oh, I know. Me, I can tell you where I got this one from. This thing that started burning, I got it from the man of God, Archbishop Sam Amaga. That's where that fire came. I read a book, The Breaking Forth of a Generation Anointing. That's where it started. Hey, it was like something took over me. Kapara. I became a different person. Then from then, I started reading books like Kenneth Hagin. I remember reading one of Kenneth Hagin's books. As I was reading the book, halfway into it, I couldn't see the book again. I had an encounter. I saw Kenneth Hagin looking at me. Eh? By the time I came back, I thought it was just 5 minutes. By the time I was done with the encounter, 3 hours had come and gone. I said, okay, interesting. After a while, they had a meeting in Lagos. Pastor Benihin was ministering, and I went for the program. In the program, he ministered and came to where I was sitting. I and some ministers and said, receive. Hey! That night, after we all fell, that day, it looked like nothing happened to me. It was later in the night. I woke up, I was feeling something different. I know that something has entered. I'm not the same person. Of course, I've told you some of my encounters. The day Bishop Oyedepo laid hands on me, it was as if they threw 3 bags of cement on my own head. I went back to sleep. My head was doing like this. It's transferable. And like I said, finally, ignite yourself consistently. 2 Timothy 1 verse 6 as we end. It says, wherefore I put in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. So now, after this conference, you learn to stir up the gift. And let me tell you, when you are trying to stir up something, you don't do it lightly. There's a level you are praying in tongues that thing cannot stir up tea, not even your spirit. Likonska, Frika, Potoska. Sky Daddy, I bless you. No, that's not how to stir up this thing. You know the Bible says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me. When it says you shall receive power, the Greek word there is dynamite or dynamo. Dynamo is a type of energy generation construction that it is dependent on the shaking. So, your generator. Why does the generator bring light? It converts mechanical energy to electrical energy. So, it uses fuel to kickstart what to begin to rotate. As it's rotating like that, the faster it can rotate, the more the... Let me give you another idea. Remember Samson. The Bible says, when God anointed Samson with that power, when he wants to stir, what will he do? He will shake himself. Let me tell you, the person praying, and another person praying, ratatatata. No, we know where the power will come out from more. Are you with me? Dynamo, the way dynamo is in physics, the more you shake it, the faster you shake, the stronger you shake it, the more the electricity. That is why 100 kVA, what makes it bigger than 10 kVA? It has a bigger magnet, a bigger structure that when it turns, 1 ton is what a small gem will do in 10 times. Are you even understand what I'm saying? So the more you shake it, rakatatatapata, ekapalamande repekete, ashekete. Let me tell you, do that kind of, if you do this, 30 minutes. Hi. God. You pray fervently for. No wonder the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. So there must be fervency in the equation. There must be fervency in the equation. I saw a testimony that the man of God, Pastor Femi Lazarus, was talking about. He said he went, if there was a family that the man was sick for nothing. Just sick. You heard that testimony. Useless sickness. And they were about to easily amputate his leg or something like that. And then he went to the family and said, let us pray. So the family had evening devotion. And what they were doing is, God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Is that good? It's great. Then he said, sir, can I continue the devotion? He said, right now, I want us to pray from level 0 to 100. Everybody there shouting, Rekete palakata, ma. By the time they were done in 30 minutes, a strange bird entered the house and died. By morning, the man was healed. I'm telling you, some people, all they need is proper energy. Sometimes, to get to that level of intensity, sometimes, remove food first. Remove food. Let hunger help you. There is a way hunger will hit you like this. We pray with passion. Hey, yakatoko maya. Asakataya. Rokete kepekete. Zapata lamande repeka. Zupe. Are you with me? You just see some kind of nonsense pattern around your life. You do like this, you go like this. You do like this, you go like this again. You do that. 12 midnight. Weeping. E karapata. Zufrede pelem barata. You see yourself, you that love God, after a while, you are not measuring woman. So this one is like this. You know that, just know that a new virus has entered. A virus from darkness has entered your spiritual bloodstream. You stand up and say, no way. Lakata. Rope keteteke shakata. Esarambalate. Rope ketete. Rumpalakata. Before you know what has happened, said, I said, we made a mistake. After a while, you know what's happening to you? Your spirit man will be so enlightened, even things in your future. Let me tell you, my car does not have an issue without me knowing first. Sometimes, I will pray in the spirit. I will see the part under the car that they need to change. One time, before it happened, before the bearing at the back fell, in the night after praying, it was I see the angel was carrying me. I went and saw where there was hole there. I went to call the engineer. I said, come tomorrow. Go and change this bearing. He said, how did you know? I said, don't worry. Open it. You see what I'm saying. See, after me, I refuse to be normal. I am tired of being normal. Oh, let me tell you. All I need is one shake. With one shake, I can know if you're my friend or my enemy. Ah, Jesus. One shake. Asakapalade. Runte kepe. I remember one time in Abuja. Pastor Kino was telling me about somebody. I said, don't worry. Just wait. Don't worry. Let me see. Immediately, I went and saw the person. I said, forget it. See, this one will happen. This one will happen. I said, I give you 3 months. It will happen. When it happened, he came and said, Pastor. At a point, he called and said, Pastor, you are a sensor. Because every morning, I say, what do you sense? What do you sense? I say, Pastor, sensors. No, you cannot be around in our circle and you're not a sensor. You must sense. How can you be dating a witch for the past 3 years and you don't know? Hey, Jesus. Something is happening to your sensitivity. It says, arise, shine, for the light has come. Some people, they are still sleeping. They are still sleeping. Wake up. Tell your neighbor, wake up. Let your fire be burning.